Jason Dick and friends, it's the Freak Out Show. Amarillo Annie tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, sorry you're freaking out, man. Just a thought. You didn't have these problems when you were fat, Jason. Hashtag eat some carbs.
I didn't want to bring it up because I know we have our weight loss bet. If you get over 280, you owe me $10,000.
Yeah,
which I'm almost willing to like let you buy me out now just because I don't know if that, just if I can take that little bit of stress off your plate. I don't know if that's what's causing all this freaking out, but
no.
But then I'm like, no. Jason got plenty of money. Take that money.
Well,
from him.
But also I'm not freaking out about that because it's not even close.
Yeah.
All right. It's not. There's so much. So much space away from. And if it ever gets close, then yeah, I'll just disappear into the desert.
But I forget who. Maybe I was talking to you, your mom. I don't know people. But somebody was like, what's changed? No, that was, you were like, what's changed? And I was like, well, you know, you lost the weight.
Yeah.
That started your whole glute problem. That was the origin of glutes and commutes.
And look, that is why, that's why I'm just doing random jumps around the studio is because the only thing that has been making me feel normal is exercise. And I hate that about myself.
Yeah.
But I did have some carbs the other day because I had to go to the... I did some grocery shopping at the gas station. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel, I guess this was Saturday. I didn't feel I had it in me to make it back to HEB. And so I wanted to make some, you know, some tacos. And the gas station, look, I know it's not optimal to be doing your grocery shopping at the gas station. They only had 50 tortillas.
So, yeah.
They only had packages of 50.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm here. I've already committed. I've told myself that we're gonna have tortillas today. And so, yes, I now have, I guess I have 46 tortillas remaining. So if I can interest anybody in some tortillas, I got tortillas that I need to flip.
Just double up. Make it a double tortilla taco.
I don't know. Then now we're getting too carby.
Yeah.
How would you even do that? Is that like some sort of a like Taco Bell crunch wrap type of plan? How would you have two tortillas?
I just to burn them. I always have problems with tacos. They make a mess. I get it everywhere. So I could use a little extra help.
Yeah. But those are the proportions of what I got at the convenience store did not make any sense.
How was their selections of toppings? Did you get some fresh lettuce, some tomatoes?
No, breakfast tacos.
Oh, okay.
They had good eggs, sausage,
bacon,
except for they only had the smallest amount of tortillas.
Now,
they had
like one of those 3-pound things of like, is your breakfast sausage equal to the tortillas? Was those oversized, or now do you have to?
No. Yeah, that was the problem. Is that I got 12 eggs. There were 6 links of sausage in there, but for some reason, they only had 50 count tortillas.
Did you get any weird looks from the guy?
Oh no. He said to me, "This looks like some good breakfast burrito stuff." And I was like, "You should come over because I got tortillas for days, man. I got way too many tortillas on my hands now."
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Julio from SA tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I didn't want to say it, but come on. It's right there. The runway is getting shorter until move-in day. So there's a couple of people who have suggested that might be the issue. I don't think that's it. In fact, she's been great through this whole thing. I'm excited for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Bumbleito?
Wait a minute, what's that? No, I'm excited to have them, be moving in. And, like, honestly, it's not happening for another 2.5 months, but, like, I'm ready to do it now.
Well, there's just, you know, certain things where... I don't know how mental health works. I smoke all of my problems away. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I get that haze and we're all good. But I mean, just, you know, I think based on watching TV and movies and repeating a psychology course at ACC, you got to pay attention to those.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just, you know, you don't know what is going to basically trigger these events. I don't want to use too many buzzwords because I know you don't respect them. You scoff at therapy.
That is not correct.
Sorry.
I do not. I think it's very important.
You scoffed at my therapy.
No, I appreciate. Oh, the therapy when you used to go to the therapy.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, man, them hugs, they work.
I just never found that to be a, I don't know, a professional hug. Mm-hmm. A professional hugger seems a little askew to me.
Oh, I wish it wasn't professional.
But I will tell you, Nick gave me a hug this morning, and I was like, you know what, pick me up for a second at least.
I mean, but you can be excited about Bumbleina moving in, and it still be something that is just like, you know, the fact that it makes it real or official or something like that could be triggering these anxiety things. And, you know, because it's not that you're not worried about it, but now you're just, you know, now you it can add to your things that you have to care about and worry about. It's not just you anymore. It's you and Bumbleina and Bumbleita.
Yeah, yeah.
And your mom. And I assume your sister's moving in. Probably your friend Jake.
Wait, this is going to be like a whole hostel that we're running here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a good idea to me. But I don't know what sounds like a good idea. Nothing sounds good. Everything sounds terrifying.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Ali Alejandra tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, wait, are we talking about anxiety this morning? Because I just curbed an anxiety attack by crying. I also shake all the bad juju out. Just move like wacky inflatable man. Mm-hmm. Working out also helps. You got this, buddy. Thank you, Alejandra. And I've been doing all those things. I've been doing plenty of crying. I told Nick earlier that I'm very emotional all the time now. And I feel like I could start crying at any second. You want to see it?
Yeah, let's
you
do it.
No.
Give me a good...
Don't make me do it.
No. I really want to, but that's being a bad friend. How about just, can you scream it out? Have you tried just yelling?
I don't believe... What is this scream therapy that you claim is a thing?
Oh, I don't claim it. And in fact, I think most of the science tells you that's bad.
Yeah.
I just want to make you try to scream as loud as you can, because I think that you will not do it.
I've been waking up screaming sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do it right now because I'm afraid if I exert too much, I might have a
reversal situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Will it be fun? I don't know.
It'll be fun for me, probably not for you.
I don't know if it's going to be fun for the people out there.
All right.
Ah! is that what you had in mind?
Yeah.
Ah! Ah! No, it's not doing anything for me.
You know what might be fun? You want to do some games?
Let's do it, man. We have a $50 Visa gift card to give away. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. What are we playing, Nick?
Well, let's do some celebrity how much.
I
screwed that up. That's my bad. That's on me.
That's fine.
I'll take a hit on this one.
Our celebrity net worth game is coming up next. Good luck.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends. We have another $50 Visa gift card to give away when we play another edition of...
How much?
Very good.
Startled me.
I like what you did. All right. How much is the name of our celebrity net worth game? Where celebritynetwork.com has figured out how many bitcoins every celebrity has down to the very last one. Mm-hmm. We play a game where Nick is going to tell us the celebrity and then myself and our contestant. I don't have the name on the
Gary.
Gary.
No, Justin. I don't know what I'm doing.
Who is Gary?
I don't know.
All right, good.
Justin is our contestant.
This is what's happening in my brain at all times right now. It's just,
yeah.
Then that's fine. Hi, Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. Nick's
playing with Gary and smarter. Why do I have Gary on the brain? I don't know.
Nick's going to tell us a celebrity. We're going to try and guess how much money they got. The scoring cumulative, you want to have the smallest number possible by the end, and there'll be a theme as well. If you can guess the theme, then you're going to get a... $10 million? $10,000 deduction?
Whatever you say, man. That's what I'm
going to get. $100 million?
Yeah.
Okay, good. all right, so let's do it. What's the first one?
Our first one is Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Her money's certainly been in the news.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they got into that to the doc. She's still releasing those Instagram videos where she looks like a hostage being held captive.
All right, I've written my answer down. Justin, what do you think, buddy? How much money for Britney Spears?
I'm going to say she's got about 175 mil left over.
Okay. I've got 100 million for Britney.
You have both overbid $70 million is what they're fighting over.
All right.
Conservative court.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
What's number two?
Number two, Martin Lawrence. How much money does Martin have? It's the last thing we've seen from Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that was like the last movie that came out before the world ended, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I know he's trying to go Tyler Perry with Big Mama's House. Several direct-to-DVD sequels on that, I think.
Justin, how much money for Martin Lawrence?
Damn, Gina. I'm going to have to say $35 million.
I said $50 million for Martin Lawrence.
It's Martin Lawrence, $110 million. Come on, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he get to $110 million? That is...
He was the biggest comedian of his day.
All right.
Selling out stadiums and everything.
Score update us after two, Nick.
Justin is off by $165 million. Jason off by $255.
But how far off is Gary?
Gary is zero. So Gary's right on it.
Okay. What's number three?
Number three, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
I think he's still on the naughty list, but... At least he played a naughty Santa.
All right, Justin, I've written down my guess. What do you think for Mel Gibson?
I'm going to go with $250 million on that.
He's going big on me here, Justin. I got $150 million for Mel Gibson.
$425 million.
That might win you the game right there.
It hurts,
Justin. What is that? Is he like own the rights to the Passion of the Christ or something like that? Oh, yeah. Is that what it was? His big money?
A lot of that. And just
was?
You know, he's Mel Gibson. He was Mad Max, Lethal Weapon, Riggs.
Right. Okay, number four.
Number four is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey.
How much for Mariah Carey? All right, Justin, what do you think, buddy? How much money for Mariah Carey?
I'm going to say $350 million.
$350 million, all right. I'm considerably lower. I have just $200 million for Mariah Carey.
She's got $320 million.
Ooh.
She's got that Christmas song money, dude.
She's, Justin is killing me now. Score update is going to the last one here, Nick.
Justin off by 370. Jason off by 650. So 270.
Yeah. Anything can happen here in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the final one, Nick?
Thomas Cruise. Or you might know him, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, eh? Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget Justin and Gary, your theme, what links all five of these celebrities. If you do, we will get an indeterminate number off that will be of zero help.
10 million, yeah. All right, Justin, what do you think on Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise gonna bet high with $675 million.
Oh, son of a! I have $600 million, so I can't win, right?
But you can reach into Tom Cruise's pocket and pull out $600 million.
Is it exactly 600?
Exactly 600.
All right.
Hey,
so, take that. That's pretty good.
Victories all around.
Do you think you know the theme, Justin?
I'm not connecting the dots here.
Britney Spears, Martin Lawrence, Mel Gibson, Mariah Carey, and Tom Cruise.
You're going to win, so we don't need a guess from you. Are they reformed Scientologist people?
No, that's a good guess. These are all celebrities that have had mental breakdowns.
Good
Spears,
good,
Martin Lawrence
good
is running
for you.
Traffic.
Good for
Mel
you,
Gibson,
buddy.
Some phone call issues. Tom Cruise up his couch.
Justin, congratulations. Hold on 1 second. We have a $50 Visa gift card for you.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. I'm not freaking out. You're freaking out.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. Nick, what's happening in sports world?
Well, NFL draft is coming up.
Am I supposed
not this
to,
week, but next week.
Am I supposed to care about this Jake Paul character?
Yes.
Why?
It's either that or the soccer superstars forming their own league. So, yeah, we're talking about YouTube boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he an actual professional, though?
Well, now he is.
They say that, yeah, he's... they call it his third pro fight, but I'm like, how, can anybody become a pro fighter?
I mean,
if I just declared myself a professional, would I then be a pro fighter?
I mean, you've done that with several things over the years. Right. A professional comedian, professional radio broadcaster. That's not real.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, his first fight was against some other YouTube guy that likes to box, and he crushed that guy, so I don't know if that's anything to do. The second fight was he beat up Nate Robinson.
Right.
Which was a distinct
height basketball player.
Yeah.
These do not seem like professional boxing endeavors to me.
It's in quotes, it's very loose, but they're cleared by whatever Las Vegas or medical board that says it's
right.
a fight.
Right.
I mean, this one, he fought, I don't know the dude's name, it doesn't matter.
Ben Askren.
That's him.
Yeah.
But he was a legit MMA guy, so this is the first time that he actually fought another fighter, but he's apparently a wrestling. He's not a punching MMA guy. He's a wrestler.
Right.
And so it's like, okay.
Right.
Also, you know, dude looked a little, didn't look like he was in the best shape of his career, his opponent. So, I don't know. Also, apparently, this Jake Paul guy.
Yeah.
Is it Jake Paul or... Logan, no, Jake Paul is the one that's fighting. Logan Paul is his brother.
Right.
He's
older
the main
one.
Logan. Yeah. He's the Owen.
He's the main Logan?
He's the Owen to this one, Wilson, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Rewind. but he's also, he might be a raper. That came out last week. There's some other YouTube person that said, yeah, he did some bad things. And which I know. The two guys that are notable for just, you know, pranks and showing off their money and going to the Japanese suicide forest and taking pictures of bodies.
Right, right.
Who would
right.
imagine that they would have a Me Too incident as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people. Probably a bunch.
But yeah, the fun part of this fight, I think everybody... Oscar De La Hoya seems drunk, which, okay, sure. But they had Steve Urkel was in there talking to Snoop Dogg about his purple Urkel weed.
Yeah. Is he having a full-on comeback? Steve Urkel? Did he go anywhere?
Well, yeah, he disappeared. I mean, he was, you know, Steve Urkel and the voice of Sonic, and then he's popped up every once in a while. But yeah, nobody.
I feel like he's been back in our lives now.
The problem is that he's wanted to be Jaleel White, you know, normal actor, cool guy, not Steve Urkel. Everybody's like, yeah, just do the Did I Do That?
Right.
And he's like, no. But you know, now he's got his weed and he's partying with Snoop Dogg, and they set him up as like the commissioner of this whole fighting thing. That was a weird.
Yeah, this is how they can't be a professional fight if Urkel is the commissioner of the. What are we doing here, man?
Yeah.
How's this working?
This is the future, my friend.
I hate the future.
Let's get you in more shape. Get you boxing.
I
some
hate
other
the
people.
Future, but I also hate the present. So.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.